We have already seen that Masonry and Communism agree in the pantheistic deification of man. How do these two international movements against the divine life of the mystical body of Christ threaten danger to the kingship of Christ in Ireland? Let us take Masonry first. By English law, in the drawing up of which Masonic influence is so powerful, 6 counties of the province of Ulster are subject to a parliament at Belfast, while the other 26 counties are under a parliament at Dublin. If we may judge by what has taken place elsewhere, Masonry's program will be to secure complete control in the 6 counties and then work steadily for an increase of influence in what is called Southern Ireland. In this connection, it must be borne in mind that Article 8 of the Free State Constitution places the Catholic religion on the same level as all other forms of worship. This is the well-known provision which gives concrete expression in state constitutions to the Masonic attitude towards the divine plan. This Masonic attitude has 2 characteristics. The first is social indifference to any form of religion. The second is the explicit or implied assumption of superiority on the part of the natural organization of the state over the supernatural organization of the Catholic Church, the mystical body of Christ. The following are the terms of Article 8, quote, "Freedom of conscience and the free profession and practice of religion are, subject to public order and morality, guaranteed to every citizen, and no law may be made either directly or indirectly to endow any religion, or prohibit or restrict the free exercise thereof, or give any preference, or impose any disability on account of religious belief or religious status, or affect prejudicially the right of any child to attend a school receiving public money without attending the religious instruction at the school, or make any discrimination as respects state aid between schools under the management of different religious denominations, or divert from any religious denomination or any educational institution any of its property except for the purpose of roads, railways, lighting, water, or drainage works, or other works of public utility, and on payment of compensation," end of quote. By this article, the Free State follows in the wake of so many countries since 1789 and proclaims that, as an entity, it does not acknowledge that our Lord Jesus Christ established any order for return to God. It is difficult to believe that this attitude of indifference to the divine plan has been freely chosen by Irish Catholics. It must never be forgotten either that Masonry strives to get its adherents into key positions in the state because the ministers who are nominally responsible for the government of a country are to a large extent at the mercy of the permanent officials. A union of the 2 portions of Ireland can be brought about at some subsequent time in such a way as seemingly to pander to Irish and Catholic sentiment, while in reality securing free play for Masonic progress. It is true that Masonry in England has not been so bitter in its opposition to the supernatural, nor so revolutionary in its methods as on the continent, but this is simply because it has not found itself in presence of a Catholic state organization. In Ireland, however, it is in presence of a society still Catholic in outlook, so its naturalism will tend to become more and more anti-Catholic as time goes on. In addition, as the tradition of the English Protestant oligarchy dies out and the direction of English Masonry comes more completely under the control of Jewish international financial forces, it will gradually show itself more violently opposed to the supernatural Messiah in accordance with the traditional attitude of the Jewish nation since Calvary. We need not then be surprised if at some future date an understanding be arrived at between Masonry and Communism in Ireland, similar to that which, on the proclamation of the Masonic Republic, permitted the Communists in Spain to attack churches and monasteries. Catholics, at any rate, should not forget the possibility of such an understanding. Let us now turn to Communism. In accordance with the Muscovite program for world domination, Communist propaganda, using the now familiar language about workers and working farmers, will try to stir up discontent amongst both Catholics and Protestants where it does not exist, and increase it where it already exists. the aim will not be to do away with the abuses to which the Judeo-Puritan capitalism of England, with its excessive individualism and uncontrolled seeking for profit, has given rise in our country, but to abolish private property. Instead of disciplining profit-seeking, an attempt will be made by nationalization of the means of production to suppress it. In 1917, Lenin gained the immediate support of the Russian peasants by the cry of the land. The peasants wanted to become owners of the soil. They were ready to divide up the properties of the nobles, but they wanted them to be their own. They were disillusioned.